Hi, I'm Art Kaplan, and I teach medical ethics at the NYU School of Medicine. Well, some of you may have seen the HBO docudrama about the case of Henrietta Lacks. If you haven't seen it, you can see it. It's probably online, and I'm sure that it may come to a medical school or a hospital near where you're working, should you decide at some point down the road to take a look at this film. The film's based on a book. The book tells the story of Henrietta Lacks, a African-American woman who at 36 appeared at Johns Hopkins Hospital in 1951, was diagnosed with cervical cancer. Doctors removed her tumor, but then decided to examine it to see whether the cells from her tumor, a cancer, would grow outside the body. They had long been looking for any human cells that might grow outside the body in artificial conditions, in dishes. It turned out that hers did. And over the years, they grew those cells and they became the HeLa cells that we're familiar with in medical research and that some medical companies have used to test out products and develop products, bringing them a lot of money. Sadly, Henrietta Lacks died from cervical cancer shortly after her surgery, but her children and grandchildren kept getting asked to come back to Johns Hopkins to get their cells, blood tested, and they couldn't figure out why. They didn't think they were sick. And it turned out that scientists were trying to monitor the composition of their cells, looking to see whether any changes took place so they know if something had gone wrong in the HeLa cell line. This made the family suspicious, and long story short, the journalist, Rebecca Skloot, got into covering the story, explaining what happened with the HeLa cells, and turned this into the book, which became the Oprah Winfrey HBO movie. Now, I'm not here to really do a review of the movie or the book, but I do think there are some important points that have to be made about what happened to Henrietta Lacks. In 1951, there was plenty of racism in medicine. After all, it's a time when we had segregated wards in many, many hospitals around the United States. African-American people had been subject to all kinds of problems in terms of how they were treated, when they got attention. Medicine really had a racism problem. But the removal of Henrietta Lacks' tumor, not telling her that that was done, that they were going to study the tumor, I have to say there may have been racism, but it was more likely there was paternalism. Doctors in 1951 were not getting permission to study tumors that they took out of anybody, black or white, rich or poor. And in addition to that, people would have said at the time, we're not even necessarily going to tell you that you have cancer. Medicine believed that that might frighten patients or make them suicidal. The whole idea of telling the truth to patients about a grim diagnosis didn't come in till many years later. And my field, bioethics, did play something of a role in getting that behavior to change. So yes, the Henrietta Lacks story is important. It did lead people to worry that maybe we were removing tissues without permission and studying them without compensation. But what the movie doesn't say and what the book doesn't say is that we've changed the ethics of the practice of taking tissues like tumors from people's bodies. Today, there wouldn't be a Henrietta Lacks. We get permission. We absolutely tell people we're going to take your tumor and study it. We also tell them we're not going to give you any money if we make any products from it. There's basically just a waiver that says compensation isn't going to happen even if something valuable comes from this. It's up to you to make a gift of it or not. So I think in many ways we have grappled with the abuse that took place of Henrietta Lacks in not getting a good consent and not offering any kind of compensation or leaving the whole matter vague with her descendants. But what really is sad about the movie is that it may leave people in the African-American community or other minorities, or for that matter, anybody who watches the show, with the attitude that doctors and researchers exploit patients, take tissues from them without permission, turn them into valuable products, and don't offer an explanation of whether they're going to get paid or not. That may lead them not to be in research. And we need everybody in research, black and white, minority and majority, because the only way we're going to advance cures that help everybody is to have research subjects come from all ethnicities, all races, all groups. If you watch the film, you might come away thinking, I'm not going to participate because those scientists, those doctors, they exploit people. Well, they may have then, but 1951 is a long time ago. We don't do that today. And what we need to hear is a message, both know the past, but if we're going to move into the future, participation in medical research is essential by all Americans. I'm Art Kaplan at NYU. Thank you for watching.